Earlier this summer, the Addison unit of the Vermont Superior Court ordered the tech giant Google to comply with a search warrant. The order is in a case related to the alleged sexual exploitation of children, according to the Vermont Attorney General's office. Google has appealed to the Vermont Supreme Court, arguing that the data in this case is off limits because it's stored on servers overseas. This dispute between the government and tech companies over access to digital files is far from unique to Vermont. To talk about what's at stake here, we turn to Jeanette Ikes, a professor at Vermont Law School and co-director of the school's Center for Legal Innovation. Professor Ikes, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
So first, there are similar cases to this playing out around the country. What's been the general argument by state and federal prosecutors for tech companies to turn over data?
In the case of the federal government asking these tech companies for data, the federal government is coming in and with their authority to issue search warrants, they have asked these tech giants to turn over the information about a criminal case. And for our case in point, Google turned over everything in the United States. It refuses to turn over materials outside of the United States.
And so in the search order here in Vermont, like you said, Google cited a separate federal court case involving Microsoft, and that's determined that a company cannot be compelled to turn over data that's stored overseas. What's the interest for tech companies here? Why would they want to resist turning over that data that's not stored in the United States?
In our case, the state of Vermont is asking Google to turn over information about, as you said, child exploitation. In the case of child exploitation, everyone can clearly see that the data should be turned over, and it feels very good to turn the data over. However, if this was a case of civil disobedience, suddenly the tech companies don't want to be in the middle of those cases. It becomes a politically difficult situation for them. Additionally, it can be expensive to find, collect, and gather all of that information.
And just for context here, Vermont is not alone in having a case like this. How many other cases are being brought against tech companies or orders being carried out around the country?
As you know and you mentioned, the Microsoft case is being appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court. And there are 32 states that are signing on with the Department of Justice in that appeal. So this is a very common case. And interestingly enough, while the case went for Microsoft and they didn't have to turn over data files that were stored in Ireland, in the instance of the appeal and the request to be heard en banc, which it means the whole panel of the Second Circuit, the Second Circuit denied that, which is why it's being appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court. But in denying that, there was a dissenting opinion, and the denial was a 4-4 split decision. So the grounds for the Microsoft case that Google cites aren't strong. And so this, many states are on board with this, and a lot of states are deciding for turning over the data, and they're using the dissent in what scholars are calling Microsoft 2.
As the Microsoft case goes forward, if the Supreme Court makes a decision there, will that give a definitive answer here to whether tech companies must turn over data no matter where it's stored?
We hope it will. There are certainly arguments out there that data should be unterritorial, meaning that data is everywhere and nowhere in the cloud. When the federal laws were originally, when they were originally written, they did not consider the cloud.
Well, is this a case both on the state level here and on the federal level where the law might be lagging a bit behind the technology we use? That, you know, we are able to call up something, including possibly, you know, illegal things in these cases, that's stored somewhere far across the world, but is appearing here, in this case, in Vermont.
Oh, absolutely. So in Microsoft 2, one of the dissenting judges pled for Congress to take up legislation that updated our laws in reference to these kinds of cases so that the location of cloud data was taken into consideration when considering search warrants.
Jeanette Ikes is co-director of the Center for Legal Innovation at Vermont Law School. Professor Ikes, thanks so much.
Thank you.